More than 30 years after killing South Surrey teen Pamela Cameron, Mitchell James Owen still presents an undue risk to the public, Parole Board of Canada officials have concluded. It is the board's opinion that your release will not contribute to the protection of society, a decision denying full parole shared Monday, December 9, with PeaceArch News states. Mitchell, now 70, is serving a life sentence after pleading guilty to first-degree murder in connection with Cameron's October 4, 1994 death. While on parole after serving two concurrent 10-year sentences for rape and robbery, Owen sexually assaulted and strangled the 16-year-old Semiahmoo secondary student after grabbing her in broad daylight as she walked home along 152nd Street. Her body was found in bushes near 20th Avenue by police dogs, mere paces away from the busy street. Cameron's family had moved to the community from Milton, Ont. Just 2 months prior to the lively and fun teen's death. The brutal crime, which ultimately led to the development of Realty Watch, a system that fans out alerts to real estate agents in the community, as well as creation of the Forever Garden adjacent to South Surrey Arena, sparked a manhunt that ended when Owen turned himself in 12 days later. In explaining its November 26, 2024 decision, the parole board described the highly concerning factors and level of violence in Cameron's death. She was a complete stranger to Owen, a vulnerable victim targeted in a blitz-style attack on the side of a roadway. Rob Stutt was among Surrey RCMP Serious Crime Unit officers who investigated the crime. Now on Surrey City Council, Stutt said Tuesday, December 10, the decision is probably the most satisfactory result for a bad situation. Noting any risk is too much of a risk, Stutt was hesitant to say that in denying Owen parole, the system worked, because Cameron's murder should have never happened. And while knowing Owen is not on the street is likely somewhat consoling to her friends and loved ones, denying parole certainly doesn't bring back a vibrant young woman, it certainly doesn't help the family, he said. Realty Watch founder Bonnie Moy, who sold Cameron's family their home in the summer of 1994, said, "So many in the community still remember the tragedy. The pain and destruction from a murder never goes away," she said. "When a person has repeated serious violent history, to release them is reckless and often deadly. I am in support of the parole board decision." The board considered factors including Owen's extensive criminal and conditional release history, a background that includes childhood physical and emotional abuse and behavioral problems, a 2020 psychological risk assessment, PRA, that determined his risk for future general and sexual violence to be high, his behavior while incarcerated, including successful completion of recommended programming, some progress in addressing personal factors that contributed to his offending, his lack of plans for release, a recommendation by the Correctional Service of Canada to deny parole, and that Cameron's family members deserve to be safe from you. Overall, your offense history demonstrates criminal commitment, criminal versatility, and a lack of compliance with the conditions of release, the decision states. While Owen's behavior in custody has generally been good, he's been involved in around 27 security incidents since the 1995 start of his sentence, including assaults, fights, possession of contraband and self-harm. Intervention was required due to violence as recently as late last year, the decision notes. Given your age, your medium security classification, and the protracted duration of your incarceration, the board is of the opinion that a more gradual and structured transition would be of benefit to you. You still have more work to do. Owen became eligible to apply for full parole on October 16, 2019, but has been eligible for day parole since October 16, 2016. For that, he can submit an application at any time, Parole Board of Canada Regional Communications Officer Heather Byron confirmed this week. The next legislated review for full parole is in October 2029. He can, however, reapply in 1 year. Cameron's mother, Marilyn, ahead of Owen's 2019 eligibility, said she wants her daughter's killer to remain in jail for the rest of his natural life. "May God help us if he ever gets out."